Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Oh, yes. Come on. I want to hear some prayer. I want to hear the saints pray. Put your hand on your heart and say, God, speak to me. Let me not be offended by your word. 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 We thank you. We bless you. Father, thank you so much for this great morning. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you, God, that you will speak to us. Thank you that you will heal us, you will deliver us, and thank you for a great impartation. Thank you that we would walk out of this place this morning with something that we did not come in with. Blessed, blessed, blessed in your presence, in Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say amen. And thank you so much for this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you. Amen. So the Bible says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. So the word of God is sharp and can inflict some level of discomfort. I don't want to call it pain. Amen. Yeah. And the Bible also says that it's profitable for teaching. For rebuke. Yeah. The word of God must be able to rebuke you. It's part of the word of God. That is the totality of the word. It's not just for you'll be prosperous, you bless, and yeah, but it also has the ability to correct you when you are going wrong. So don't be offended when the word comes your way, and it is as though it is something that is speaking against you. Trust me, when I stand here, I don't have anybody in mind. In fact, I don't even see you. Yes, especially when the anointing is thick on me and heavy on me. You can't even see who is here and who is not. Do you understand? There's no reason why I should come and stand here and share your story. What do I gain? So when the word of God is coming to you and is cutting you, just receive it. Yeah, with a smile. Nobody knows. But just keep smiling and embrace it. The Bible says that we should receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. Yeah. How many of you realize that there's a lot of work to be done on you? Oh, yeah, I know there's a lot of work to be done on me. So when you get born again, it is your spirit that becomes a new man. Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, isn't it? All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And you know that your color didn't change. Your height didn't change. Maybe your weight changed. Your hair color didn't change. Your eye color didn't change. But yet the Bible says that you are a new creature. So which part of you is new? It's your spirit. It's your spirit. It's your spirit inside you that becomes new. And God is saying that we should with meekness receive the engrafted word of God, which is able to save our souls. Meaning the way you think. Yeah. How many of you realize that the way you think has to change? Yeah. And that is sometimes a painful part. But, you know, as the word is coming and is changing your thinking. Your thinking has a lot to do with your behavior. So as it's changing your thinking, it's also changing your behavior. And it may look as though somebody is reporting you, but nobody is reporting you. Nobody is God who is helping you this morning. Come on, lift up your right hand and say, God, help me this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. So we have a baby dedication. I'm hoping they would come on time. Somebody text them. Monica, text them and make sure they are on their way. Amen. That's why I'm wearing my clergy thing on my neck. Amen. So we are teaching on marriage. We are teaching on marriage because God wants your marriage to be great. God wants your marriage to be great. Amen. And this is a year of greatness. That's the prophetic word we had at the beginning of the year. And everyone must have a goal, an aim to be great this year. There must be something about you that is great this year. By the end of the year, 31st, in fact, we should have a lot of testimonies. You can still share your testimony before 31st. Do you understand? But what I'm saying is that by 31st, when you stand at the cross, you know, crossover service, you must have testimonies of how great you have been. And God will make it. I said, God will help you. He says, God will increase my greatness. 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 How many of you believe it? Lift up your right hand and say, God will increase my greatness. Oh, I said lift it up and say it with confidence that God will increase my greatness. Amen. Yeah. And it's not just about you having a lot of money at TD Bank or Citibank or which one? Bank of America. Freedom Credit Union. Yeah. That's not all. You see, when we talk about greatness, we're talking about your total life being great. Like David. David was a great man. The Bible says that he died at a good old age, full of riches, full of honor, full of years. You shall be full of years. It shall never be said that you died young. Huh? Yeah. I said it shall never be said that you died in the midst of your years. You will die satisfied. Lift up your right hand and say, I will die satisfied. The Bible says that with long life will I satisfy you. With long, not short life, but with long life will I satisfy you. Lift up your right hand and say, with long life, God will satisfy me. Manasseh, God will satisfy you with long life. Russell, welcome back. God will satisfy you with long life. You shall grow old. You see, there are some old-looking people that their age does not correspond to. I'm not talking about that stressful aging. I'm talking about a glorious aging. Yeah. Yeah. Glorious aging. Have you met a nice old man? And there's so much radiance and glory. You can see this person is looking beautiful. Oh, that shall be your story. I said, that shall be your story. Your amen is not strong enough. I said, that shall be your story. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So we are on a path to greatness. Yeah, if you don't believe it, you won't receive it. The Bible says that the word preached to them is the same word that was preached to us. But the Bible says that not being mixed with faith, it did not profit them. Not being mixed with faith, it did not profit them. Not being mixed with faith. You have to believe the word that is preached to you. You have to believe it and mix it with faith and receive it as your personal word, then you will gain from it. But I see you gaining from it. Amen. So we've been talking about marriage because marriage, you see, you can't be great if your marriage is not great. Yeah. When we talk about greatness, every area of your life ought to be great. You ought to be a great parent. You got to be a great marriage, a great spouse. You have to be great you have to be great at the work. Yeah. Hallelujah. I said you got to be great at work. You got to be so great at work that when they are drawing a line on people that they are laying off, you see, when they get your name, instead of going down, they'll go around your name like that and then continue. Because your name cannot be deleted. You are great. That shall be your story. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's go back to Ephesians chapter 5 and read again our golden passage on marriage. Ephesians chapter 5. Are you in Ephesians chapter 5? And verse 22. Wives. Are there some wives in the house? And wives to be? Many, many wives or women. Yeah. You see, even when you are not married, you need to learn these things. Yeah. Because the younger women or the younger girls should be able to learn from the older ones. Are you understanding? So it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Not some things, in everything. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. 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 Emma, can you shout a hallelujah to that? Amen. I see Emma smiling in the back there. Then it says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. If you are sitting by a man, tap the man and say, do you love your flesh? Don't be afraid. We are in church. You are protected. If it's your husband, hit them hard. I'm so far away from my wife, she can't hit me. And say, do you love your wife as you love yourself? All right, so we've been looking at different, Brother Albert is very happy in the back. We are looking at different ways that God instructs us to, or things that God instructs us on in order to have a successful, great marriage. You know, if you want to be successful, you have to do what God's word says. You have to meditate on it. And then give yourself wholly to the things that God says. We're talking about marriage, but this is a rule and guidelines for everything that you do. You have to meditate. It means you think about those things. Think about what God says about everything. Reason. Your reasoning should be based on what God says. Another word or meaning of meditation is to reason. Reason out whatever it is with what God says about everything. And the Bible says that when you do it, the next step is that you give yourself wholly. You see, things that you bring into action are things that you have meditated meditated on. Yeah. That's why even in the court of law, they have premeditated, crimes and all that. Things don't just happen. Things are well calculated. Yeah. When somebody does something, it's because they have intentionally thought about it, given thoughts and feelings about it. Then eventually, they execute it. So when you get to that point where your mind is on the Word of God and you think about the Word of God all the time, then the next thing is that you get to the point where you give yourself wholly to it. And when you give yourself wholly to it, the Bible says that your profiting will be so evident. Your profiting will be seen by everyone. Yeah. How many of you have seen people that you look at them, you see that there's something about them. Everything about them is working. Like our bishop. Yeah. Amen. Yesterday, I was listening to one of a message by my grandfather in ministry, Kenneth Hagin. I call him my grandpa in ministry because he's a father to my father in ministry, Bishop Doug Edward Mills. And as I was listening to him, I heard him. In fact, it's a message on faith. Faith, the gift of faith. Because I was reading and something, and I got a little bit confused. And I wanted to hear what he thought about the gift of faith. So I went back and I was listening. And I heard him say something about marriage on that particular message that I've never heard. It was amazing. Yeah, so it shows us that you can never exhaust the materials that we have to learn from. And this is what he said. He said, there is no marriage. This is from a great man of God. Those of you who don't know Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin was a very powerful, very anointed, spirit-filled, successful, great man of God who went home to be with the Lord. He died about, I think it was like 87 years old. Now, this is what he said, that there is no marriage that is pre-made. Do you get what I'm saying? There is no marriage that is pre-made. In other words, there's no marriage that is perfect. Eh? This is our money here. There's no marriage that just drops from heaven made. What it also means is that every marriage has to be worked on. Yeah. Every marriage has to be worked on. Lift up your right hand and say, there's work to be done on me. Yeah, me too. There's work to be done on me. There is no person that is married or about to be married or will be married that has no work on them. So if you are looking for a marriage that is pre-made, you are deceiving yourself. Yeah. So every marriage has things to be worked on. If you don't work on it, it will not work. You see, so it is good to share what God has to say about this marriage. Now, in the past weeks, we've talked about things that a husband should do, things that both should be doing. And last week, we started talking about things that a wife should be doing. And I didn't quite finish, so let me finish, and I'll go to what men also need to be doing. And we're out of time again. So in verse 22 of Ephesians 5, he says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, back up to verse 21. So just before God said this, in verse 21, he says, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Now, in Ephesians chapter 5, God is just talking to us about a new man, isn't it? How to live as a new creature. Remember we shared in the beginning? receive with meekness and grafted word of God, which is able to save your souls. So these are the things that we need to be doing. And he spoke on a lot of things. Then he came to verse 21, saying, submitting yourselves one to another. So submitting ourselves to one another is common. It's a general rule. In the same way, if I let me mix talking to both men and women, as husband and wife, is that all right? So the wives won't say we are biased. All right. So when you see, when you go back down and you look at the instructions that God gave to the man, he said to the man, love your wife. Husbands, love your wives. Husbands, love your wives. Why? Because husbands can easily have a tendency not to love their wives. Is it not true? Huh? Yeah. You see, some of you cannot understand it. Where is Moses? Moses is teaching dances, right? Recently, we're talking about an adult topic, and we're discussing it. And Pastor Moses, the youth pastor, his dancer is teaching now. He could not, with his little mind, Stephanie, that's his sister, to tell him I preached with him this morning. He could not, in a simple mind, comprehend what we're talking about in marriage that we're stating that could be a problem. In his mind, how can this be a problem? How can this be a problem? If I tap your neighbor and say, how do you see that this can be a problem? Yeah. Or somebody who is just freshly married, like Kofi Nyameche, he probably cannot even find, Pastor, what are you talking about that I can't love my wife? I mean, I just got married. How many months now? Yeah, you can't remember because it's less than 6 months, but it feels like 3 years because he's living here and his wife is living in Ghana, in West Africa. So to him, it's forever. Can you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So there are some things that it's so hard to comprehend, but I'm telling you that it can be a general problem for men not to love their wives. Or perhaps wives can make themselves unlovable. But let's put the problem on the brothers. Yeah. Because women can. In fact, I should have made Lady Pastor preach this part for me. So that you won't say that I'm being biased because But women can sometimes make themselves unlovable, irritating, getting into your skin and crawling into your skin and your skin. Can you sing that song? Get it ready. It's a meaningful song at this point. Go to the stage. Yeah, this. Are your instrumentalists here? Where is Ima? Yeah. You don't have a drama. Where is Nat? Yeah. We'll sing without the drums. I'm coming. Give me a minute. So a woman can sometimes make themselves, I'm telling you, these are great, great secrets that make a marriage successful. Love your wife. Love her, even though it feels and looks difficult. Love her. Yeah, when you're upset with her, buy her a lot of gold. I'm not saying women make your husband angry and upset. So, in fact, I receive in Jesus' name. Yeah. Go, if you don't bring me that kind of offering this morning. I'm saying when you are upset with your wife, give her diamonds. Now you like that one, right? I'm keeping an eye on you because you are the one I'm looking at most in the back. Yeah. It says love, 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 love your wife. Let's go back to the woman. And then when he turned to the woman, he said, submit, submit. You see, after he had given the full instruction to everyone, are you ready? You are sitting down enjoying the message. He said to everyone, submit, 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 submit. Tap your neighbor and say, I'm supposed to be submitting to you. Wow. Paul, are you, you know this gentleman? Wow. I see. And when you were tapping him, I realized that this gentleman must be somebody. How are you? Wow. What's the name? Bond. Bond is the name. Oh, what's that? Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ima, don't be getting up. When I turn, you should be singing. So after he had said, submit, 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 then he turned to the woman, submit. Because if you are not feeling comfortable, tap someone and say, try and relax, be comfortable. The pastor is not talking to you. He hasn't mentioned your name. Yeah. We're talking about having a great marriage. Go on, sing that song and I'll continue.
Have you had the news? I've been found by a brother. I want to learn how to be a virtuous woman and be good to my man in secret and in public. I want to obey what the word of God says. Oh. Oh, I wanna be a virtuous woman. 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 Listen, there are so many different kinds of women, and I know I could be any kind of woman. I could be an angry woman. I could be a brawling woman. I could be an odious woman. I could be a contentious woman. Oh no. But I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. 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 What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you've been and how you treat your man. What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you've been and how you treat your man. I am gonna be a virtuous woman. I'll be good to him all the days of my life. I'll wake up early. I'll be hardworking. I'll bring him food from far. I'll gird my loins with strength. Because I wanna be a virtuous woman. 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 I'll be strong, I'll be wise. I will look well to my house. will not be lazy. No, no, I will not be idle.
All the women, stand up.
I'll
come on.
Dress in silk and purple.
Come on now. Stand up and receive the song.
My husband is gonna praise me. Oh, 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 oh. Sing it, ladies, say, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman.
Come on, I wanna be.
Sing it, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. Say, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman.
Some of the wives are not singing, I'm watching you.
I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. Sing it, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. Practice it, say, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. Believe it, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman.
Come on, turn to your neighbor and sing it.
I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. Oh, 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 oh. I wanna be a virtuous woman. Say, say, I wanna be a virtuous woman.
The men can also join now.
I wanna be a virtuous woman. Say, say, I wanna be a virtuous woman. I wanna be a virtuous woman. Say, say, I wanna be a virtuous woman. Oh, 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 oh. I wanna be a. Ask your neighbor, say, what kind of woman are you gonna be?
Ask say, your neighbor.
I wanna be a virtuous woman.
Come on, what a woman.
Say, what kind of woman are you gonna be? Say, I'm gonna be a virtuous
woman. Come on, ask
say,
you again.
What kind of woman are you gonna
it's
be?
It's a good policy. Come on,
be a good. Policy, say,
come on, ask again.
Woman, are you gonna be
one more time?
I'm gonna be a virtuous woman.
Say, what a kind of a woman?
Woman, are you gonna be? Say, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. I wanna be a virtuous woman. Hey, hey, hey. I wanna be a virtuous woman.
Wow! Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. God is helping us here, isn't it? So he said to the woman, you need to submit. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. That's an instruction. Yeah. So wives need to submit. Submission means you yield. You yield. I mean, you can't have a good marriage if you're a hard, choleric woman. It has to be your way. Every day, my way. No, 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 no. Don't listen to what Oprah Winfrey says. And don't listen to what the soap operas and all those TV talk shows. Listen to what, and Dr. Phil, thank you. Listen to what the word of God says. It is not about equality. Anything with you see, this thing that I'm preaching, my life may be in danger. But it's okay. Kofi, make sure you escort me out when we're done, okay? Yeah. Yeah. I'm even going a little over. We're supposed to have chapel meeting, but I'm postponing it to next week. So I will finish this part. You need to submit. You need to yield. You need to learn how to yield and say, it's okay. It's okay. Honey, let's do it your way. Yeah. But this every day. Even when your husband touches you in the night, who is that? I mean, who can be in the bed? Tarzan in the jungle. You've made yourself the man in the marriage. It's not going to work. You can't have a great marriage. You see, for you to submit, you need to even put away pride. Let me show you a verse. Turn to Proverbs. Proverbs 13, verse 10. It says, look at it though. It says, by pride cometh contention. I mean, if the verse was like that, it would even have been better for you. Do you understand? But it says, only. It means that contention, fighting, quarreling, argument, say A, you say B, you say C, you say D, say E, you say F, then G, then you say H, then when you say I, then you jump to Z. God says that the only way that it comes is through pride. Yeah, it's because you feel you are something. Yeah. You feel you are something. I'm something. What I say must count. Please look at me and be smiling. I feel threatened here, you know. By the woman coalition of Philadelphia. You have to submit. That is the only way to work. You need to submit. You need to submission. And the way it comes is put away your pride. Put away your pride. Put away your pride. Put away your pride. Yeah, or you'll be lonely. Yeah. That's the only way you can submit. You can submit by putting away, begin to tell yourself that you see, we preached this last week, but I'm preaching it. It's like I'm revising the whole thing again. But you need to get to the point and just yield. You see, one of the things that the Bible even talks about again is that even as a church, it's in subjection to Christ. So wives need to be subject. You see, being subject is even a little more advanced than submission. You see, submission, you are yielding your will and not what I want you. Let's do it the way you want. Let's do it the way you want. Let's do it your way you want. Let's do it your way. Let me give you a little secret about submission. You want to listen? You see, when a person that is supposed to be in authority over you, especially in the world system, you try to fight. You know what happens? They always try to prove to you that they are in charge. So the war gets worse. Because The more you try to overrule and turn them around. No, you can't be over me. You can't. That's the. I'm telling you, I've been around for a little bit, and I've seen it many times. That is when the person will rather pound you. I'm charged. Yield, and you see that. And I'm telling you, wives, yeah. In fact, this message, I'll let Lady Pastor preach it herself, so that she can speak. This is, you don't have women's meet. You should have women's meet and be teaching them some of these things. Huh? Smile. Yeah. Listen, wives that yield to their husbands, their husbands become like a piece of bread in their hands, in their hand. Yeah. Hey, come. Oh, what do you want, darling? Go. Okay, I'm going. Come, I'm coming. Go, I'm coming. Yeah. It's so easy. But the die-hard ones, die-hard. Ask your neighbor, are you a die-hard wife? Yeah. Are you the kind of one brawling? It's very bad. Sometimes you can be, as a wife, you can be so brawling that even sometimes the man even doesn't want to even come near. Yeah. So contentious. So brawling. Ah. But it is stopping now. The last time you were contentious is the last time that you ever be contentious. The last episode is the last one. After this, there shall be no more. Yeah. A good example is we don't have time to read Philippians 2. The Bible talks about how Christ, he submitted himself. It leads to only promotion. It leads to only promotion. Wives that submit themselves to their husbands leads to nothing but promotion. You'll be promoted. You'll be promoted above all women in his life. Yeah. Because sometimes you also treat a person in such a way that you see that then what happens is then they go somewhere else where they meet other people. You see, and this world is full of very subtle, foolish, nyati women who don't care if somebody is married or not married. And the devil, you see, let me tell you something. The devil is wise. The devil is not foolish. Don't forget he was created by God. But he rebelled. God doesn't create foolish things. So the devil is smart. That's why the Bible talks about the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil. See, so long as a need is created in a marriage, he will start working on filling the needs. Yeah. So your husband will go out. He's a Christian. Yeah. I know he prays in tongues. I know. He has a King James Bible. I know. He has a Diggs Bible. I know. He has a concordance. A Bible dictionary. He has all those things. He listens to messages. Yeah. But you see, you are creating a certain void in the home. And he's going to go out, not intentionally, but he's going to meet these women who have been set up by the devil to bring a certain need that your husband has into their lives, into his life. Yeah. This one come. Oh, are you okay? Can I get you some cup of tea? Can I get you some coffee? Oh, the sleepover comes later on. It's too early. I'm telling you. And they have no respect. I'm telling they will persist and push. No respect. Oh yeah. I mean, I'm very happy at home. I'm full. I have no need. Because Lady Pastor takes good care of me. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But listen. Even at this my age, yeah, I get passes at work. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, at work. Not in church. Yeah. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. A person who knows I'm a pastor and I'm married who will sit in front of me. Can we go out tonight? Or I'm not joking. I'm telling you real stories. Or can you come to my house? Because the person knows I have a late meeting. So I will stay in the office till, even though I close maybe 4:30, I'm going to stay in the office till 7 and go for the whatever event I have. Maybe just put on a tie and move. Say, you could be in my house. You could take a shower in my house. You could Priscilla, you don't believe it, right? You could come freshen up in my house. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. But I look at it and I say, no, thank you. Because I'm full. You see. So these opportunities present to husbands. You want your husband to go away? Do you want him to, the way you are treating him every time, the man has no peace. I mean, when he dreams, he says, his dreams are his wife chasing him like a lizard. Listen. When I said lizard, I just remember something my wife shared with me. Let me share this and then we close. Are you ready? She watched a documentary recently, a few days ago, and she was sharing the documentary with me. It was about lizards. Watch documentary. It's better than these Chinese movies. You learn a lot of wisdom. So when I got home, she was sharing with me. You've watched it before. Yeah, they're great. They are very educated. You get a lot of wisdom from it. A bishop watches a lot. And that's where she got the idea. She watches them. Whenever she's watching, if I'm home, I join her. Now, there's a lizard. Where is it? In the Amazon or somewhere. here in America, okay? And this lizard has different... In fact, come and preach with me. Honey, come and preach with me. Listen to this, okay? And then we are close. Dedication. Give her the other mic. Yes. Listen to this. She's going to summarize it. Don't be long.
Oh, yeah. So I should go ahead. Yeah, all right. Go ahead. So this lizard had laid some eggs.
It's a testimonial. Listen.
Yes. From the lizard. And it wanted to protect its eggs. And the first thing that came against it was a snake that eats eggs. All right. So what it did is that it was able to fight the snake off, and then the snake went away. And then came another snake. But this snake in particular eats lizards and eats eggs too. All right. So now... The lizard didn't know which, you know, tactics to play in order to get rid of this particular snake. So it decided that its first strategy was to blow itself up. So
are you understanding the story?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the first defense is to blow.
To blow itself up.
It
all
didn't
right.
work. Tap your neighbor and say, blowing up doesn't work. Yeah. Are you a wife contentious? You see, when you're content, you blow up. You see, you make us look, you look bigger than what you are. So blow up didn't work. Okay, go on.
All right, so it blew itself up, uh-huh. You know, so that it looks bigger to see if the enemy will feel that it's big and it will be frightened and it will walk away. But the snake was still coming. And, you know, in the documentary, they said that this lizard has one last strategy that it puts up.
Turn to your neighbor and say, one last
one
card.
One last.
Say, one last card.
One last.
Do you want to hear the last card? Do you want to hear the last card? Turn to your neighbor and say, this is the last card that will save your marriage. But it involves you. You in particular, the wife. And listen to this one. All right, so listen. Lady Pastor,
all right, so suddenly... After it blew itself up and wasn't working, it turned itself up and then it played dead.
Mm.
So it lay there still and quiet.
Mm.
And not knowing that snakes don't eat dead animals.
Mm.
They eat only things that they've killed.
Mm.
You know? So the snake came close and
then
realized
that, too much wisdom.
Probably this lizard and thing is dead. So there's no need me even touching it because they eat only fresh kills. So the snake actually turned back and went away. Yeah, and that's
wow.
How he was able to save himself, plus the eggs.
Come on, put your hands together for this story. It's too powerful. You see, so when she was sharing it with me, in fact, as she was sharing with nothing but scriptures started coming to my mind. Yeah, you need to learn how to play dead. There's an old proverb in my language, an African language called Ga, you see, and translated, it says that a dead goat fears no knife. I mean, when you see a goat and say, a goat will move. The goat will move. But when the goat is alive, yeah. Because it's alive. To submit, you need to die. You need to die. When you die, the enemy will leave you alone. You see, that which torments you, that which is tormenting you and hounding you and trying to spoil your mind, all you need is die. Just die. Just die. Die. I mean, lie on your back and die. Final key. It's the highest wisdom. That's humility, dying to self, dying to your feet. I mean, you are too alive. You are too, shake your neighbor and say, you are too alive. They're too alive. That's why the Bible says that contention only. There's no other way. Whenever you see fights, it means someone is proud. That's why when I'm trying to resolve marital issues and people are telling me about their marriage, I always tell them, at least, you know, if I have any influence on whoever comes to tell me about it. Because sometimes the couple, even in church, I don't have the total influence on everyone. Or even the influence, even if I had influence on the couple, I don't have the same level of influence. So usually the one that I have the influence, I would talk to the person, yield, You do the right, even if the marriage is going to die or be dissolved, don't let it be on your ticket. The truth. The truth. It's only. Turn to your neighbor and say only. Una. One. That is the only thing. If any time you see fight, quarrels, and lack of sight, it's just because you are proud. When you put away this American equality, you see, that's why sometimes you see that even good, great men, good men with good, they can't even marry a person that seems to be making more money than them. They look at you and they're afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid they can't marry you because even they can see that even without the issue even if I make more than you, cry, it's going to be a problem. How much more than now? They see clearly that you have a car, you have a house, you have a bank. You have a bank. They are afraid. But when you can yield, that is how God created. Listen, anything with two heads, as our bishop was, is a freak. It cannot be that in a home. That's why we have one president. You cannot have two presidents. You cannot have two leaders. There has to be, you see, even though there are multiple ways of doing something, it can only often be done by only one way. Only one way, no other way. So you have to just yield. Lady Pastor, you can sit down, please. Thank you so much. You have to yield. I'm going over time. I know. Don't look at me like I know I'm going, but I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. Let our marriages work. Let it work. Yield. Yield to the word of God. Yield to the word of God. Meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to them, and that your prophecy may appear unto. Let it be said to you that I looked at you and your marriage is working. Yeah. Yeah. Don't let me climb chairs again. Yeah. From today, do you understand? From today, let it be said that our women submit to men. It is not an African thing. It is not a Nigerian thing. It is not a Ghanaian thing. It is not an Ivorian thing. It's not a South African thing. It's not a Mozambique thing. It's not a Chinese thing. It's not an Asian thing. I'm talking about a biblical thing. It is in the Bible. When you hear somebody say this is an African thing, let them quote it from the Bible. Sometimes women, you end up marrying people that you make choices. That's sometimes how you let about. Even that, the Bible says that if a woman is married to an unbeliever or somebody, I'm not saying go and marry unbelievers. You see, I'm talking about people who have ignorantly done it, and you are living with somebody. Bible says that by the chaste behavior, which includes submission. The Bible says that the woman is able to win the husband. I don't know how I ventured into this topic. We're just sharing something on Valentine's Day. It's become a series. But I'm going to go as long as God allows me. And I'm not done yet. We'll continue next week. And don't dare not come to church. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't dare not to come to church. I don't know whether it's correct English, but whatever it means what it means. That come to church. Yeah, because I'm not done yet. Tell them that the Lord is not done yet. Say, the Lord is still speaking into your marriage. It's not done yet. It's not done yet. It's not done yet. Yeah, because we all need work. I need some work on my marriage. Yeah. I'm not an A1111 plus husband. I'm learning every day. But I know that I'll be better by the end of the year than I was 2 years ago. And I'm moving on. And I'm moving on. And I'm moving on. And I'm moving on. And by the way, I'm the kind of husband that when I'm upset, I buy diamonds. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Diamonds are not always on the fingers. Diamonds can be had in other places. Yes. All right, let's bow down our heads as we close. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I want to give everybody here the chance to, if you're here, you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. Just stand to your feet. Or just raise up your hand. I'll pray for you. I don't want you to leave this place without Jesus. Jesus wants to be part of your life. I want to pray with you. Anybody here like that? Stand to your feet. All right. Now, if you are here, maybe you got born again a while ago, recently, long ago. But maybe you are sort of far from God. You have walked away. Turn your back on the Lord. Or you're not living as you should. You're living partially for the Lord, not fully for the Lord. And you feel you are not where you ought to be. I want to pray a prayer for you to restore you. Anybody like that here, just stand to your feet. I see your hand. Thank you. Every eye closed. Don't look around. Don't make it difficult for people. Don't let it be said that because of you, somebody did not do what they were supposed to do in church. I see that hand. I see that hand. Anybody else? All right. Let's all pray this prayer. Eyes still closed. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today as I am. I recognize that I'm far from you in terms of the relationship. I'm not where I ought to be. But thank you that you still love me. I make a U-turn and I come before you, Lord, and I say to you, Father, I have sinned against you. I have walked away from you. I no longer deserve even to be a servant. But I come back to you as a child, as a son, as a daughter. I am coming back to you. Receive me. And thank you that you receive me. Because the Bible says, your word says, that when I confess my sins, you are faithful. You are just to forgive me. To cleanse me and restore me back to righteousness. Thank you for the restoration today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you so much for my dear lady. I pray for her. That thank you that today marks the beginning of a great day, a great part of her life. Thank you for restoring her. And thank you for great journey that lies ahead of her, filled with good things. Filled with good things, for you have plans to bring her to an expected end. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.